alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you and your listeners. How are you, MJ?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Mufti sir?
All well, alhamdulillah, cannot complain.
Always good to have you on the show. Mufti Saab, the last time that we spoke was in last week. Very strong condemnations coming from the Cape Town Ulama Board, and rightly so. At this point, we are not interested in any sectarian divides. The Islamic Republic of Iran remains a part of the global Muslim population. And essentially, the only Muslim country in West Asia and in the Middle East to take up the fight, literally, against the Zionist regime. But now, over the past weekend, we saw the United States officially, but I'll put that in air quotes because I believe they were involved a long time ago already, collaborated with the occupation forces to bomb the Fordo facility.
When we look at this, we see the first point you made, that we leave all sectarian issues aside. Because they say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. So we go with that. We all unite on La ilaha illallah and we go forward. And because they are standing for justice. So even if it be anyone else standing for justice, we have to stand for justice. Because the Quran says, I'adilu huwa aqrabu littaqwa. Be just, that is closest to taqwa. So we always want Allah consciousness. This is how we wake up our Allah consciousness. And yes, we also condemn what US is doing to openly now. Before it was overtly, hidingly, they were joining. Now openly they join. We also against that. We condemn that. And we see when they attacking Iran, when they attacking spaces where they claim there is nuclear plants, all of these things. We know what they done. They have a history in different Muslim countries. This would be the 8th Muslim country, if I'm not wrong, to the list.
Yes.
That USA attacked, like a majority Muslim country. So this is it. They have a thing. They know what they are doing. And then after they stab you, then they say, why are you bleeding? Come, let's help you. You know? So they start the problem. And then like, what's happening? Why are you suffering? So Allah knows best.
But certainly, Mufti Saab, from the perspective of Muslims and humanitarians in South Africa, would welcome once again the condemnation coming from the Cape Town Ulama Board as a result of the latest acts of aggression perpetrated by the Zionist regime and its central proxy, the United States, that would have to continue to do the bidding for the Zionist regime in the Middle East and globally. But now, essentially, Mufti Saab, this is not a resistance that the Zionist regime is up against. They up against an established sovereign nation, sovereign country. Netanyahu took to social media last week calling upon the Iranians to stand up because he wants to liberate them from the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and the so-called regime, as they place it, but it's a sovereign country. The people then, yes, they heeded that call in their millions in Tehran. They took to the streets in support of their country.
This is something what we have to understand, you know. This is a colonialist mentality. This is part of their methodology and their way of working. They have to come to Africa to civilize us because they think they're the standard. They would come to save the Muslim woman and to liberate them because they think maybe hijab is oppressing them. Women are saying that we want to wear hijab and we are not oppressed. This is our free choice. But they would force their ideology on us. Likewise, they're trying to do that in Iran to say, no, you know, your religion is oppressing you. The Khamenei, he is busy oppressing you, the Ayatollah, and you're having a difficult life. We're coming to liberate you. But all in this fake pretext of liberation. They want to save you. But these people are not being oppressed. They don't feel they are oppressed. And if they are feeling oppressed, they would have their own systems to get out of it. We don't have to follow, or no one has to follow the hegemony of the USA. They think that their ideas are the only thing. So I think that is a problem. And one important thing to mention is that we, even no matter what's happening right now, innocent lives are going, right? And it's so important for all parties involved to seek peace solutions to these conflicts rather than resorting to violence. So we are against it. And obviously, because Israel started it, so you stand with the Iranians because they are defending, they are protecting themselves. But you would see the distorted narrative that no, the Israelis also, or Israel also has a right to defend himself. Defend themselves from who? They are the perpetrators, but then they want to pretend to be the victims.
Mufti Sayyid Harun Al-Azri, President of the Cape Town Ulama Board, Jazakallah, thanks so much for joining us on PM Drive once again.